Star FM with Chris and Brady for breakfast.
Oh my goodness, we're asking today, what's the weirdest way you've been asked out? Because Brownie, you've asked out one of the Veronicas.
That's right, big massive fan, and I have a big celebrity crush on Lisa from the Veronicas. This weekend, we're heading to the Australian Commercial Radio Awards, and she will be performing there. So, I thought it'd be a good idea yesterday to jump on Twitter, send out an invite asking her to come out for a drink afterwards.
Aha, and response so far?
She's favourited the tweet. She hasn't replied back to me yet, but she knows the tweet's out there. So now it's just a matter of playing the waiting game.
All right, we'll see how that one goes after the weekend. 13, 12, 16, what's the weirdest way you've been asked out? John's joining us. John, I understand you've been asked out, mate.
Well, I was in a parking lot and a little girl came over to me and asked me out.
Oh, wow.
Really?
What, just walked straight up to you?
Yeah.
Wow, she was absolutely fearless. And what did you say?
I just got in my car and drove her out.
So what, you didn't say anything?
Yeah.
You broke her heart.
Oh, yeah. you don't sound like you care at all, do you, John?
Not really.
Oh, do you get many offers? Like, is there many
not
girls?
Really.
No? Yeah, well, I can see why. With a response like that, John,
well,
I'm just saying.
Look, John, you need to take some advice from Uncle Brownie, okay? What you need to do is take anything you can get, really, because that's probably the only time in your life, unless you turn into Brad Pitt, that girls are going to be throwing themselves at you.
We're not all brownies. We're not all of us.
But we can be if we wish really hard.
Or if we drop our standards. I do like that response, however. Girl asks you out. Your response is get in a car and drive away. You couldn't make it any more clear if you hopped into a rocket and fired yourself into the sun. Like that, there's no coming back.
Because what would she be thinking?
Well, there's no grey area on that one. That's pretty certain.
He didn't give her an answer, though. So
no.
It's not like a no or a yes. It's like, I'm just going to sit here and wait.
So
24 years later, eventually comes back.
He's coming back. I'm sure he's coming back. I'm just going to wait here. We're talking about wedding day punch-ups today because there's this one in Philadelphia where two separate weddings sort of clashed in the foyer and then a fight broke out.
That's it. Police were called at about 1:30 or so after a 10-person all-in brawl happened between these two wedding parties. Like, you never hear stories about, obviously, two wedding parties coming together and having a big fight. It's normally the punch-ups that happen inside the one wedding.
And some elderly guy died as well.
That's it. 57-year-old man believed to be the uncle of one of the brides unfortunately passed away suffering a heart attack.
Insane. Insane. I've never heard of this before, but I thought someone out there may have. 13, 12, 16. We're doing wedding day punch-ups. Now, I think we've got Nicole on the line. Now, Nicole, it wasn't a wedding. It was an engagement party. Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, this was behind the scenes, but two of the attendees at our engagement party had a punch-up in the bathroom.
Oh, what? Were two of the guys? Or
yeah, two guys.
Why? Why'd they, start punching on?
Just didn't like each other and decided to, bring it all out at an engagement party.
Ooh, okay. Can you reveal, how they're connected to?
They're both my husband's friends.
So they're both his friends, but they're not directly friends with each other, are they?
Well, they kind of are, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They all went to school together and...
So
I don't know.
Went a little bit wild.
So for some reason, just in the bathroom, things just broke down and they started snotting one out.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you have to kick them out from the engagement party?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. That bad.
Yeah.
Did it end up ruining your day or did you get over it?
I got over it, but let's just say the one that apologised after was the only one invited to the wedding.
So you left the other guy out of it.
Yep, absolutely.
Well done. I would have done the same thing, actually, if he doesn't have the guts to come and say sorry about it and not invited. All right. Do you speak to that other one anymore?
We do see them.
Yeah, but what, you just don't make eye contact? Keep on walking.
Yeah, we just don't mention it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably best to just leave it in the past and move on.
That's right, of course, move on. And you don't want to bring the pair together at the wedding just in case the exact same thing happens again.
13, 12, 16 is the number this morning. Hey, Andy joins us now. Andy, you got a story for us, buddy?
Yeah, mate. I wasn't actually in a punch-up, but not far off. I won't say the venue. I was working behind the bar.
Yeah.
And I had to cut off the bride's little brother.
Oh, okay.
He was a bit trashed, and I actually had the groom come up to me once everyone turned out, and he wanted to fight me on his wedding night.
Oh, wow. So what, he wasn't having a good time, he was ready for a punch-up.
Yeah, instead of taking his new wife home, he wanted to fight me instead.
Now, do you get classed as a guy who sort of almost ruined the wedding, or were you just obviously doing your job?
You were just doing your job, weren't you?
Yeah, no, the venue's pretty strict on RSA.
Yeah, as I can imagine. But obviously, maybe they were having too much of a good time and things went a bit too far.
He was all right. He was just weighing real bad. And I was behind the bar with about three other girls and none of them wanted to cut him off. And they all sort of looked at me.
So it's your responsibility.
Yeah, it got passed on to me and I almost got my head punched in for it.
Wow, well, that's what you get for being just a stand-up guy. Mate, thank you so much. Did we say your name was Andy? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
real name too. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, mate.
I've got owls.
You have an owl problem. Owls. You know, I've never heard of someone turning around and saying, you know, there's an owl problem inside my house. You do hear of, like, ants, cockroaches, stuff along the lines of that, but owls, you've got owls living in your roof.
Yes.
How did they get in there?
I don't know. I do not know, but they're in there now and I ain't touching them.
Are they paying rent at least?
No.
You would
no.
hope so. You know, if they're going to live for free in your house, they should at least do something around the house, like pay rent or clean up a bit.
Unless those dead rats that it's been collecting count as rent.
It's like when a cat brings you like a dead bird or something like that. It's a gift for the family.
A gift.
Maybe that's what they're giving you. You know, we can't pay rent, so here you go. Here's a field mouse.
Excellent. Great. I know what we're having for dinner. Hey, that's what we're asking. What do you found unexpectedly in your house this morning? 13 12 16 is the number. Tiffany joins us now. Tiffany, you found something unexpectedly, haven't you?
Well, I'm not sure what it is, but
here we go.
I've sort of got the same problem in the roof.
Oh, ooh. You got something in your roof too?
Yes.
Have you been tempted to go and look up in the roof? No.
No.
Does it sound big?
Yes.
What are some of the sounds it's making?
I don't know, just scratching noises across the roof and, like, you know, scampering around and everything.
Is it the same thing you dealt with?
Runs from one side of the roof to the other, and it especially happens at night when it's dark. Isn't that the most frequent time that it happens?
Yes.
Yeah, so are you going to do anything about it or just, like, hope for the best?
Well, I haven't heard anything for a while, so hopefully it's, like, dead or something.
Hopefully, there you go.
Hopefully, natural selection's taken over. All right, Tiffany, thanks for that, and good luck with what's happening in your roof, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's a bit creepy, a bit spooky.
Yeah, there's a few problems with that going on around town, it seems like. You know, things living in your roof.
So what are you basing this on?
I'm basing on your story and Tiffany's story as well.
Like, oh, my God.
How many people have stuff living in their roofs?
Well, there we go.
That seems to be a big thing.
That's not the talk topic.
I know it's not the talk topic. Yeah. It's like unexpectedly. But the thing is, you need to actually look up there to find out what it is. It could be an owl. It could be a person.
What was your catchphrase before? Go and stick your head up your manhole?
Yeah, go and look at your manhole.
Yeah.
You make it sound bad. It's not bad at all.
I'm not. Like, it's
there's
not.
There's a manhole behind you over there in the studios here. You could stick your head up there and have a look.
Yeah. Why don't you guys stick your head up your own manhole?
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.